Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Celebrating 80 years on this planet today, Smokey Robinson is your artist of the day. God, what a great voice. All right, so Dan, if you would.
Every once in a while, Scott and I listen to the news.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're arguing in here already about something you just read.
Can you go back to that polygamy story, if you don't mind, out of Utah, and play that again?
Sure, yeah. The state senate in Utah has voted to decriminalize polygamy. Here's the story.
Okay. If it passes, the bill would treat polygamy in Utah similar to a parking ticket. The measure's chief sponsor says the lower penalties would allow those from polygamous communities who are victims of crime to come forward without fearing being prosecuted themselves. Under current law, polygamy is classified as a third-degree felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Opponents of decriminalization maintaining that polygamy is inherently dangerous and harmful to women and children. The bill now moves to Utah's House of Representatives, where it's likely to face greater resistance. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Do you know how many times people have searched this on the internet? When I went to Google and wrote, is polygamy legal? Guess what popped up? Is polygamy legal in Missouri?
Mm.
Somebody's been searching that.
Yep.
People are curious.
According to Wikipedia, polygamy is illegal in all 50 states as well as federally, according to the Edmonds Act.
Let me look that up.
I don't think it's widely prosecuted. Why am I always so torn when we talk about these stories?
Well, I am not torn.
You're pro...
I am not pro-polygamy.
You're pro get out of my kitchen.
I am pro... legalize it, just as I am pro legalize marijuana, legalize prostitution. I am pro get the government out of my life. And if I want to, in a situation where it's me, and this isn't just a guy marrying a bunch of girls, I'd be fine with it if it was a girl marrying a bunch of guys. And I'm not saying that I endorse the practice. There is no way I would ever marry anything other than one woman.
It's a lot of work.
I would never in my life marry more than one woman. However, having said that, I don't think the government needs to be getting in my grill about whether or not consenting adults, and there's the key word, adults, marry each other. If I want to marry three women, that should be my choice. Dana, if you wanted to marry three men, that's your choice.
God, I'd rather fling myself out
a
window.
I'm sure you would.
There is a polygamous community of around 400 people in rural Missouri. Between the towns of Humansville and Stockton. Residents call it the ranch. Those in neighboring towns refer to it as the compound. And I remember this story. There's been a lot written about the folks who are living this lifestyle in rural Missouri.
More power to them. It's not the lifestyle that I would choose. But I'm not going to even remotely suggest that the government has a right to suggest how they live their lives. Are they hurting anyone? Have they all agreed into this?
I think this is where I always pause. I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I don't have a dog in this fight, Scott.
No, and you never will.
But if it's just three women and a man... And they are doing what they're doing in rural Missouri, and that makes them happy. I have zero issue, problem, nor do I care.
Now you're coming around.
I think where I start to just is when there are children involved.
Okay. Well, is divorce bad for children?
I guess what I'm trying to say is, are those children free to leave? Are they,
sure,
you know, when they turn 18, are they expected to continue down that road of plural marriage? Is that really a choice? That's where I sometimes struggle.
And who are you to judge?
I'm not judging. I don't care, but I wonder if some of these laws were not crafted because of anyone caring what the adults are doing. I'm asking, were the laws crafted because of the kids? And I don't know the answer to that.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. The state of Utah, Dan, if I heard the story right, the state Senate is considering a bill that would legalize polygamy, which, by the way, in Utah was legal for many years and then became illegal. I believe it was through a federal statute, if I'm not mistaken.
It would decriminalize polygamy in Utah, is what they're trying to do.
It would no longer be a felony. It would just be like a parking ticket.
Right, exactly. You would get a little fine, and that's
it. Mr. Weinbaum, you own $10. You have more than one wife.
Right.
Okay. All right. I don't know why anybody would want more than one wife.
Well, they're doing it for religious reasons.
I understand. But who am I to say what makes you happy? Has everyone entered into this arrangement willingly? Is anyone being hurt? If the answer to those is yes and no, then I have no problem with it. Because here's the one thing I hate more than somebody marrying more than one wife is I hate the government telling me what I can do with my life.
This is from the Salt Lake Tribune, okay? A review of marriage licenses in Southwest Missouri shows most residents of the polygamous community marry in their 20s, though a few brides and grooms have been as young as 17.
Which is legal.
The husband usually has one legal wife, and subsequent marriages are ordained in their own religious service, but of course they don't file that with the county clerk.
Because that would, at the moment, would be illegal.
Correct.
But you mentioned most of them marry in their 20s. So what? How old were you? I was 24, by the way.
24.
Mm-hmm. So let's not act as if somebody getting married in their 20s is some sort of an abomination or some weird thing. Both you and I were married in our 20s. Dan, how old were you when you married your wife?
25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as no one, and this comes back to your question, is it legal? As long as no one is within a community and they are marrying off 14 and 15-year-old girls to 56-year-old elders.
Obviously.
You know, we've seen those stories, Scott.
Yes, I have.
Think, you know, that's where I'm stuck because I've seen those trials and those stories. And so if this isn't that, and there's no indication in this story that it is, I think that's where I get stuck. What was his name? Warren Jeffs,
yeah. As long as everyone is entering into the arrangement willingly, okay, I'm okay with it. Who am I to judge you? And conversely, who are you to judge me? If I want three wives, and I don't, but if I want three wives, who are you to tell me I can't have them? If you wanted, Dana, three husbands, who am I to tell you that you can't have three husbands? It is none of my business, and therefore, since it's none of my business, it's no business of the government because I am the government.
Well, and if you look at constitutional rights, what rights of others are you stepping on by having multiple partners?
None.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of these laws, like the Edmunds Act, that came about in the 1800s because of the rise of the Mormon community and what was going on in Utah, and a lot of people did not like the Mormons, and they used the arm of the law to squash them, if you will.
No, they did.
You know, and so these laws are, in many ways, are still on the books. Especially federally.
Yep. Somebody writes in, most polygamous marriages begin when the girls are teenagers. The people are lying, so the lie gets changed. All I'm saying is, again, to repeat myself, I'm okay with a polygamous marriage so long as everyone is of age and enters the marriage willingly.
And there is no evidence that they are grooming the daughters to, and that's where I just don't know, Scott. I don't know.
576-7798. You guys weigh in. Tell me why this is wrong.
Because are you really entering into it of your own, how do I say this? Are you really, if in fact you're 13, 14, 15, 16, and this is what you're around and around and around and around, are you really making this decision on your own? And I think the answer's no. It doesn't mean it's the wrong decision for you when you're in your 20s.
Well, but Dana, if we're going to do that, if we're going to play that game, then we need to outlaw alcoholism. We need to outlaw all kinds of things.
Sure. I know what you're saying.
That as a society, we just don't like. Because if you grow up around it, you're more likely to repeat it. Right? And so alcoholism in and of itself, while wrong and not anything anybody wakes up one day and says, God, you know, I hope I become an alcoholic. God, I wish I had a drinking problem. But if you grow up around it, you're probably more likely to become one. I mean, so if you grow up around polygamy, odds are you're more likely to become a polygamist. Just like if you grow up in anything, in a Baptist home, you're more likely to become like a Baptist or a Catholic home or whatever. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong. It may be wrong to you, may be wrong to me, but I'm sure as hell not going to tell a grown adult human being what they can do legally. And if that includes, I want to be married to a man who is married to two other women and bounces from house to house to house every night, or a woman who's married to three different men who bounces from house to house to house every night, who am I? Who am I to judge you? I'm not. 576-7798.
Knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Classic.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Sam, I love you, brother. Oh my gosh. Somebody wrote in a little while ago, and I'm not going to go all the way back down through the text line to find it, but Scott, if your daughter, Sarah, wanted to be in a polygamist marriage,
a great question,
would you be okay with it? And I wrote back and I simply said, no, I would not be okay with it. However, if she is an adult and this is a decision that she has entered into willingly, who am I to tell her she can't?
That your grandchildren would then be raised in.
I understand.
And I know you say that you can't. And I hate talking about these stories because I'm with you. I want the government out of the bedroom my uterus and all of those things get out.
But then you want them in the bedroom when it comes to who they can marry.
I think it's because I tend to paint with a broader brush because of the grooming that has happened in some of these.
I understand your point, but if we're going to make that argument that it is bad for the children to be raised in a polygamous household, then we have to, and we're going to make it illegal. Okay, Dana? We're going to make it.
Well, it is illegal.
Well, it is.
It's just not prosecuted.
But Utah is about to change that. Not surprising it's Utah with the strong Mormon culture that they have. And granted, let's be honest, not all Mormons are polygamous, and not all polygamists are Mormon, okay? If we're going to say, well, it's bad for the kids, so we have to make this illegal, then there's a lot of other things we need to make illegal.
I know.
Adultery, alcoholism, drug addiction. Now, granted, the drugs mostly are illegal, but alcohol sure as hell isn't. We need to make it illegal to smoke in your own home. God forbid your child gets secondhand smoke. Ken in Kansas City. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, hey. So my take on this isn't so much about people getting married. I mean, if people want to marry 1, 2, 3, 10, 20 people, they should be able to. But, you know, thinking beyond that, what happens when they get divorced? Every state has laws, whether it's common law or on the statutes, about how they divide property, what's premarital property, what's marital property. So the logistic nightmare of that, let's say a guy has 5 different wives, you know, and he married them 2 years apart or whatever the deal is. Now he wants to divorce one of them. Well, what does she get out of the marriage? What's premarital? What's marital? Do they do pro rata? To me, it just seems like a logistical nightmare.
What do you care?
No, I don't really. I'm just, as a practical matter, it's the old bird can marry a fish, but where would they live? I'm just kind of thinking.
Great line.
That's a really good one, Ken.
Yeah, I'm just thinking past the whole do they have a right to get married? Well, sure. I mean, marry anybody you want to, as many people as you want to. But, the reality is that, we got like half of the people get divorced in this country.
Yeah.
So when the courts start getting that, they're going to have to rewrite all of these different divorce laws on how it's going to affect the rights of all the other married people.
If he has 3 wives, she gets a third. If he has 5 wives, she gets a fifth. How about that?
Well, but what if, think about this. What if he's married to one wife for 15 years and the other wife is just married and he wants to divorce the 15? And
interesting.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good point.
By the way, if I can make a quick correction, half of the people in the United States do not get divorced. Half of marriages end up in divorce.
Which is...
And there's a difference.
Different, yeah.
So some people get married 3, 4, 5 times and they all up in divorce. That doesn't mean that half of Americans will get divorced. It means half of marriages end in divorce.
You're dead to me.
Quebec, quoi ce soir? That's a good song.
Oh, you messed me up.
And
I
makes more sense than what you just read.
You couldn't even get through
it. I was trying to get through with a straight face, and then you started, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah. Love this song.
I actually understand this song.
Now, why is that?
Because I lived in Germany and I speak German.
Uh-huh. So you yourself will pronounce German words and even correct people who misspeak a German word.
But you go saying Quebecois, Sisois, Quasasakois.
That's not right. That's wrong.
I'm not going to have that.
Now, this chief, he is rather impressive.
But I don't say,
yes, I
don't say Berlin. I say Berlin.
Yeah, sure. But this man's name, the doctor.
Yes.
We must add.
He's the first, correct?
I believe so.
In the NFL?
I think so. His name is Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
He sounds like that little cute.
And he is a Quebecois. And he got to meet with François Paradis.
Oh, yes, he did.
You sound like Pepe Le Pew.
Well, That's good because it's, you know, it's French Canadian.
It's good. Very good. Thank you for that, Dan.
Laurent is a very impressive person. A football player and a medical doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Every once in a while, I do think we should have a camera in here, and it's maybe once out of every 10,000 hours we do, but you should have seen the look on our face when you said that.
Québécois.
What did he just say? Fantastic.
You could see the vein in Scott's forehead just dancing all around that whole news read.
It's fun to say. He's got a fun name to say.
I agree.
Try it, Scott.
I agree.
It's not München. It's Munich.
Right.
Just...
We've anglicized
it. It's not Paris,
it.
It's Paris.
So wait, you want to call Laurent Duvernay-Tardif Larry?
Laurent?
Laurent.
Laurent is better.
Okay, guys.
I have to agree with you on that. It is Laurent.
I mean, just it's Scott what? Parks wasn't
it's
named
Laurent.
Him Larry.
I took
just
French.
Sounds like your mouth farted.
Horribly.
Laurent!
That's funny because I say the same thing about you after every show.
By the way, okay, that was a good dig. Your dig on me yesterday was one for the ages.
You're welcome.
When I said that I have two daughters, and so I'm starting to understand women's fashion. And then out of nowhere, Dana says, well, you certainly don't understand men's fashion. That was, I'm gonna give you credit. We were talking about that last night. That is one of the greatest digs this show has ever had.
You're welcome.
Congratulations. Low, I'm just going to let you...
Low-hanging fruit. You're welcome.
I'm going to let you bask in it because that was a good dig.
What was that commercial, Dana, that you were referencing on Twitter?
So, you know, we went and saw a movie last night and...
You went and saw Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah, and during, not the preview section, but during the advertisement section. So the lights are still up. They're running all kinds of different ads for all kinds of different things. And one of them is an ad featuring... who sang If You Want to Be Happy?
Farrell.
Farrell Williams. There's an ad for Pharrell, pardon me.
Speaking of pronunciation,
Pharrell.
Farrell.
There's an ad.
He's a Farrell cat.
That's Kansas City way of pronouncing it right there, that Pharrell Williams.
What?
There's an ad for, I think, Adidas. And everyone in the ad is wearing the Scott Parks outfit. Mm-hmm. And I'm half paying attention. I'm talking to my son because, again, this is during the advertisement phase.
I'm ahead of my time.
I start taking photos of it and laughing. And I go, look, oh, my gosh, it's an ad specifically designed for Scott Parks. And everyone in the ad wears exactly what he wears every single day.
Including those, I think they were like Korean teenage girls.
Yes.
They're dressed exactly like Scott
You've
Parks.
You've started a worldwide trend.
That's right. I was ahead of my time. And how many years have I been wearing this?
Since I've known you.
Yeah.
Too many.
I'm a trendsetter. I'm ahead of my time.
You're something.
Christina in Kansas City. Christina, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Love you guys. Love our show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for letting us host it. I appreciate that.
I was just calling in on today's debate because I happen to be polyamorous. Which is different than the polygamy, because the polygamy is what everybody jumps to, you know, the Mormon church, Utah, things like that. Polyamory is a little different in that it's not religious-based. We believe it's capable of loving more than one person romantically at a time.
Okay.
And I grew up in a strict Pentecostal home, Scott, so definitely far off of the, we're a product of our raising, and the children absolutely understand it. In fact, they don't understand why the law says that mommy and daddy can't be married because mommy and daddy love more than one child, and why can't mommy and daddy have extra wives or extra husbands?
So hang on, Christina, because I don't understand exactly what polyamorous is, but you... are engaged in multiple relationships with other men. Is that correct?
Romantic relationships with more than one man, yes.
You are?
Yes.
And for how long?
And the previous relationship before this one, it was myself, what we call still a sister wife, who was legally married to the husband. So... I've been on both ends of it, as well as when I was younger, a vanilla marriage with one husband.
Okay, but hang on. Let me get back to the polyamorous lifestyle. And do you have your radio up, by the way?
No.
I think it's just a bad connection.
All right. So how many men are you currently seeing?
Two.
You're seeing two men.
Married to one, have another partner.
Okay. And there's no religious element to it. It's just...
No.
Got it.
And no. your husband, you're married, you said, right?
Yes.
And he is aware that you're seeing someone else, I would assume.
Yes.
And he's okay with that?
Yes.
And I don't mean to get too personal.
But let me ask it a different way because I know how you're going to ask it. How does jealousy not seep into that arrangement?
Well, we're human. Everybody's going to have a few moments of jealousy, but you learn that it's not that you're any less, they're any more. It's just your heart is big enough to love more than one person at a time. And though there are times that it's tough to see me go with someone else, for a date night or something, it's completely understood that it's not taking away from my legal husband. It's just I love two people.
And so,
and it's that romantic way, but it's definitely not religious based. I don't agree with the grooming of children and things like that.
Well, any more than Christina, if you were raised Pentecostal, I'm assuming you don't speak in tongues. Is that correct?
I grew up in a church like that, yes, speaking in tongues and water baptism and all of that good stuff, you know, skirts down to my knees, no short sleeve shirts, no makeup, hair worn up, all of that. The typical quote unquote holy roller church lifestyle, that was me. That's what my parents are still in. And they've been married for 49 years this year to each other and have always been together.
Are your parents aware that you're polyamorous?
Yes.
And how do they think about that?
They don't understand it or agree with it, but they love me and support me and my husband's in our relationship. As long as everybody's happy, being taken care of, we're free to walk away if we want to. And that's the way the government should be. As long as everybody's happy, what do you care if I marry more than one person? And
Christina, I don't care. I don't care.
Well, not you, but I'm saying like the government. What? Who cares? You know, like, and if we were to get divorced, like anybody who gets divorced, you sit down and you hash it out who gets what and what goes from there. The same as any marriage that would end.
Now, when you said you're married, but you also have a side gig, if you will, and I'm not trying to minimize it, so please don't take it that way.
I don't.
But I couldn't think of another term. As I was speaking, does he, the side boyfriend, when you guys decide to have a date night or a night together, does he come over to your house? Does your husband know him? Are they friends?
Yes, they're friends. They've hung out before. And like, I have a set date night with my husband. I have a set date night with my other partner. And we know that that's our night, and, you know, no one calls the other one to check up or anything like that unless it's, like, something with the children or something, you know, like, hey, the kid needs you to come home.
And when you come home the next morning, is your husband like, hey, sweetheart, how was your night? Or, and I ask out of ignorance because I don't understand this, and that's not to say I'm condemning it. I'm not.
I accept that, and I respect that, because you are asking questions respectfully, and that's what us in the polyamorous lifestyle want people to understand, is this is not religious-based, where it's typically one man and, like, 20 wives,
right.
And they all are, like, 13 when they get married. That's wrong in my book, even being polyamorous. Like, you should be mentally and physically over 18 before you make a life decision of committing to one or two or three people.
Now, does your husband have a side girl?
Not at this time.
Would you be okay if he did?
100%.
It wouldn't bother you one bit if he said, honey, I'm leaving tonight. I'm going out with Jane, and I'm going to have sex with Jane tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
No, it would not. And in fact, the relationship before this, it was a situation where he was legally married to his wife and had me, And in fact, we lived in the same home. So it's just, we show each other respect. We don't ask, what did you do sexually?
Right, right.
We may ask, did you have a nice time? You know, did you enjoy dinner? Whatever it was. But we respect each other enough not to get into the sexual stuff. It's nobody else's business what me and my partner do in the bedroom.
Scott, this was the fourth. Christina, thank you for the call. This was the fourth most frequently searched relationship term on Google for all of 2017, and I'll look at 2018. People are interested in this.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yeah, ask her. She'll hold on.
Hey, Christina, can you hang on for a second? Because I'm fascinated by this.
Sure.
I guess, is it fair to say it's a lifestyle? Is that okay?
It is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle choice. And most people you will find do call it a lifestyle choice because it's not religious-based. But, I'm happy to stay on.
If you would, and listen, I'm not judging you. You're free to do whatever you want. It's not for me, if I can be perfectly honest.
And I say that to a lot of people. If you are a strong person to be quick to be jealous.
Yes, I am.
Or don't do it. It's not the lifestyle for you. And certainly don't talk somebody into doing it just because you want more than one wife or you want more than one husband, because that's what causes the relationships to fall.
All right. So, Christina, will you hang on?
I certainly will.
Okay, you hang tight.
I want to know, how is this different than just an open relationship?
Or how is this not swinging? And maybe it's not.
I think there is a big difference is what she's going to say, but we'll see.
I think she will. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Blaming all of my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know. The last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw
all right, let me get back to Christina.
And the fear in his
who is married, but in a polyamorous relationship where she has a, and I'm sorry, Christina, don't take any offense, she has a side gig, a side boyfriend.
She loves too.
Now, Christina, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I really appreciate, by the way, before we, because we got to get out of here in like 3 minutes, but I want to say that I appreciate your honesty and your willingness to hang on.
You're welcome.
Okay. You're married, but you have a side boyfriend and your husband is well aware of it. Is that correct?
Yes, I consider him a second husband, but yes, for lack of a better term, yeah.
And then how is that different from an open marriage, or people would say the word swinger? How is this different?
In the simple fact that when you're open or you're swinging, it's all sexual related. Like, I want another sex partner. That's not what I'm in it for. I love this person. This is my other person. He's a part of me. It's romantic. It's everything. We talk. We, you know, share in chores in the house. We do everything together.
So are you?
And yes, there can be cheating in a polyamorous relationship. That's why I left the previous relationship I had when I was younger. Is he decided two wives was not enough. He cheated and therefore lost both of us, because the rules were, you know, you love us, we've agreed that it's the three of us and that's it, and then you're going to sneak around behind our backs with somebody else. So it's the same as any relationship. You have to have open communication.
Christina, we have 1 minute left, I have two really good questions I'd like to ask you. So if you could answer them very quickly so we can get out of here on time. When you got married, did your husband know this was part of the deal?
Yes.
Okay. That was very quick. If you and your husband, your legally married husband, are sitting around having dinner or watching TV, will the other guy sometimes call you? And if he does, do you take that call?
Not if it's our date night. So if I'm on a date night with my legal husband, I don't answer the call from the other half, and he does not call because he knows it's the designated night.
Sure.
Now, if it's any other night, yes, I'll pick up the phone to find out what's going on if we're not having a movie or dinner, because I don't allow phones at the table for dinner or during a movie.
And your legal husband doesn't mind that you've gone into the other room to talk to another guy that you're having sex and a relationship.
I don't go in the other room. Oh, I don't go in the other room.
You just do it right in front.
Yeah, if it's just a simple conversation.
Yeah, there are no secrets. It's a conversation. Hey, you know, are we getting together on our night? Do you want to come over tonight? Something like that. Then I'm not hiding anything from either one of them.
If you look this up, it's more common than you think, Scott.
It's very common.
Okay.
But the lack of education on it is why I hung on from Lawrence to KC, was to provide a little bit more education on how this is far different than the polygamy where they think the more wives and children, the closer to God,
yeah.
Which is an excuse of, I want younger girls and I don't want to be alone,
Christina,
in my opinion.
All right, Christina, we got to run, but I want to thank you for your honesty and your willingness to hang on the line.
You are very welcome. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
Too. Fascinating.
It's not for me, man.
I know.
But I'm not
and
judging.
And you know that,
I'm not
and so
judging.
That's good.
I'm not judging.
No.
It's just not for me. We got to run. We're going to be at Bogey's on Friday afternoon, 2 to 6, 133rd and State Line. Christina, thank you very much. We appreciate your honesty. We appreciate your willing to hang on. But wow. That's a lifestyle that I just, it's just not for me. And that's okay. That's okay. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. We'll see you on Friday afternoon. God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be good. And be safe.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.